Hey, what's going on, you guys? It's your host, David Ramos, for another episode of That Rabbit Talks Too Much. What is going on, everybody? Today is an amazing day. You know what I'm saying? If you don't believe me, watch tonight. Celtics finish off the Raptors in Game 6. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be for the ages. Ages 4 to 400. Watch it. Beautiful. We're going to beat them out. Close. But in a much more serious and softer tone news, I do want to talk about an amazing power that us as Christians, or us as people through Christ, we can achieve. And that's the power of unlocking potential in everybody we meet. That's the power of creating 300 times the efficiency, the power, the energy in anybody we know. That's the power to give anybody the intelligence, the smarts, and the life 5 times more than they had before. What is this power, you ask? What is this thing we can do? That's called encouragement. It's a beautiful thing. I know a lot of people right now, they're like, COVID and everything is easy to look down. It's easy to look glum and smug and all about what's going on right now. But listen to me when I tell you that the power of encouragement is an amazing thing. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you're able to encourage your friends and be able to be in a space to where you can pick each other up and able to work on these things, and it's they let you vent about your day. They empathize with you. They feel with you. But they charge forward with you. They charge forward so that way you don't have to go at it alone and go through what you've been through before alone. But that way you can do it together. That's the most powerful part about encouraging. You can't encourage somebody unless you're able to empathize with them, because then you don't know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You're going in blind. You got no aim. You might actually hurt the cause instead of help it. Hurt your surroundings. I know that everybody's like, you can hurt people encouraging. Yes. Because you're going to oversaturate that person with words and words that you do not mean, because you weren't able to empathize with their reason, with their circumstances. And so when someone else says those same words, but it's ordained and they did empathize with their circumstances, it's not going to hit the heart right away. It's going to be saturated. They're immediately going to be turned off to it because they're, you said it before, but the words were empty. So the human condition will believe that if the words come again, regardless of circumstances, if it fits or not, it's still empty. That's why us as people, we really have to do a better job in evaluating and seeing, okay, this is what we do, this is what we don't do, this is what we say, this is what we don't say. This is what this person needs to hear. And I know so many times when we say needs to hear, we say it in contrast to what people want to hear as a tough love type of situation versus quote-unquote being soft. There's nothing wrong with being soft. The most beautiful types of love is soft. The most beautiful types of love is when you're kind and gentle instead of raw and aggressive. The most beautiful types of love is the one that is patience, teaching one skill over 17 years rather than teaching someone to build a fortune in 17 years. But by teaching them that one thing through patience that you know is the most important thing to them, and putting your own pride aside, saying it's not important for me, but I know it's important for them, that's love. And until we learn how to see with that type of love, we'll never be able to encourage on a new level of encouragement. And that's what we all hope for. That's what God has called us here for, to encourage and build one another up. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of That Rabbit Talks Too Much. Encourage somebody today. Tune in tomorrow for another episode at 7 a.m. Love you guys. Bye-bye.